Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is an interesting chap. His name is Todd Westren. I love that name, by the way. And it's Todd Westren, I think, the fourth, if I'm remembering all this correctly. We had a conversation just a couple of days ago about a unique thing that he is bringing to Central Iowa that you need to know about. And yeah, it has something to do with agriculture. Todd, welcome to the Business News. Grateful that you're with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me. Just clarification, though, I know there's a lot of us. I am the third. I'm the third of the fifth.
Got it. Oh, okay. Well, you know, with a great name like Todd Westren, you just have to keep that in the family forever, man.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, Western, like Western Cowboys.
Right. All right, let's dive into this a little bit. This is going to be the Iowa Farmers of Color Conference happening on December 16. Why are you doing this?
Well, it gets back to our family history. I like to say, out of ashes comes Phoenix rising. But we had a tragedy in our family in 2008 where the patriarch of our family passed away. And all of a sudden we were left with a farm. And during that process, we realized that we were one of only 9 black row crop farmers in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
We are 1.4% of the total farmers in the United States, when in 1944, there were 12% were people of color farmers. And so we really took pride and a severe interest in our farm. And so we said, you know what, we need to make sure that the farmers of colors, row crop farmers in particular, are exalted and put up at the forefront, just to let people know that we're here.
This is an amazing story, Todd, because first of all, Iowa is pretty doggone Caucasian. And when you think about farming, realizing that there's just 9 African-American farmers in the entire state, that's amazing. And at one time, there were 12% of farmers of color in the United States back in 1944. So why that precipitous drop in farming among black folks or people of color?
Well, I mean, one, just normal drop, like just with whether black or white, I mean, things happen. But then in particular, you know, you had bad lending practices, you had deceptive dealings at the markets, you had different things like that that occurred where, like in our example, you know, if a patriarch passes away and he's made a handshake deal with people in the town, then when he dies, then all of a sudden now that handshake deal may go away. And so there's a variety of reasons that happen. You know, we all know that, you know, in the early days, it wasn't all on the up and up, but I try not to focus on that. What I try to focus on is today, you know what, let's make sure that people know that we're here and that we made severe contributions to farming and particularly to the state of Iowa agriculture.
Now, tell us a little bit about your mom and dad. I think that was an interesting story as well. You're originally from Waterloo, Iowa, correct?
Yes, originally from Waterloo, Iowa. My mom and dad, they are pioneers in their own right. My father, he grew up on the farm. The original farm in New Sharon, Iowa, has been the family since 1864. They farmed that for a lot of years. They actually bought, my great-great-grandparents bought the way out of slavery, took a covered wagon, settled in Iowa. And then, you know, from there, 1864 to 1974, things were going well. Then in 1974, my grandfather passed away. And then at that time, by that time, my father, he was an engineer, John Deere. He was one of the first black engineers at John Deere. And so we farmed our farm in Waterloo. We farmed our farm in New Sharon. We loaded the semi, go back and forth. You know, after about 4 or 5 years, that became a bit much. That's a 2-hour drive between the two. And so we rent out the farm down in New Sharon, and we still farm the farm in Waterloo. My mom was a music teacher and an opera singer. So we could either be in farm clothes, school clothes, or in opera house clothes at any moment.
It's an amazing family story. It really, truly is. And your father, may he rest in peace, was tragically killed in a cycling accident, I understand, in 2008.
Yeah, he was running, in addition to farming and John Deere and raising three kids, he would run the annual Chicago Marathon in Chicago every year, and he was training for that, and he had a bicycle accident and unfortunately did not make it. So, he was nine months from retiring, one week from his birthday when he passed away.
So you guys were all of a sudden thrust into the world of farming, although you've been on the periphery of farming because you were helping your father in New Sharon, Iowa, which I'm very familiar with, as well as in Waterloo. What kind of crops were you doing, Todd?
Initially, the early days, it was everything, corn, soy, everything they needed to eat, they raised, pigs, chickens, corn, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, the whole works.
Yeah.
And now we're down to just corn and soybeans.
Like most people are. I remember, as a matter of fact, I used to farm a diversified farm years and years ago. And we did the same thing. Everything we needed, we grew. And and today it is mostly corn and beans, although we are seeing some resurgence of individuals out there doing diversified farming. So this conference that you've got slated for December 16, you're inviting people of all backgrounds, aren't you?
Absolutely. Everybody's invited. The reason we call it the Iowa Farmers of Color, because there's a lot of times where if you say a conference, then the, people of color, sometimes because we're not a part of the main groove of things, we tend to shy away from that. I know growing up, you kind of shied away from that just because you didn't feel as welcome in those groups. So I just wanted to make sure that the people of color knew that this was for them and for everybody else. But I wanted to make sure that the people of color that are farming today were at this conference, and this is open to Black, white, Asian, Mexican, the whole works. But I want to make sure that we highlight the fact that we're going to work on different programs for people of color.
One of the things I think is interesting is you told me on a phone conversation that we had last week about how many times farmers of color may not know about all the programs that are out there that can assist them in doing a better job and staying on the farm. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And it goes way back, to the 1800s, 1700s, where it was a good old boy network. So, for example, when certain land becomes available for sale or certain land becomes available to rent, it's very common. And I've experienced this indirectly with some friends of mine, where the neighbor will the husband passes away, the wife is left, and she wants to sell it. Well, the real estate person will take that information back and tell it amongst his group of people, whereas the Black farmer next door to them was not available for them to even bid on the land, or vice versa. If it was, let's say it was for rent, they're not part of that conversation. And so if you just magnify that times, however many farms there are, that's interrupted legacy that could have occurred with a Black farmer, whereas it automatically goes to people of non-color. So it's just a fact. It's not, I don't want this to be a complaining session or whatever, but it's just a fact. Things have gotten a lot better. And so there are programs, administrations have been going out of the way to make sure that we're aware of things. But I'm going back to how we got to 1.4%.
Right.
That trend, 2 + 2 = 4. So that kind of trend will take you from 12% to 1.4%.
Right. Todd Western, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Todd Western, the third, as a matter of fact, is with us. We're talking about the upcoming Iowa Farmers of Color Conference, which happens on December 16 in Des Moines, Iowa, at Jasper Winery. And we'll have links to all of this up on the radio blog. One of the things that you were talking to me about, and I thought this was interesting, is about a rice farmer in Arkansas. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, so his name is PJ Haney. He farms, a black farmer, he farms 10,000 acres over three states, Virginia, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And he goes around and does a lot of speaking engagements. Well, he was doing a speaking engagement in Arizona, and a lady from Iowa was at this conference. And he knew that she was from Iowa, and he asked her, said, do you know if there's any black farmers in Iowa? And she said, you know what, I there is not, to my knowledge, that there's any black farmers. Well, simultaneously, as that's going on, I'm a big believer in telling your story. So I've been telling my story about black farming and about our farm in particular to a lot of people. Well, the Cedar Rapids Gazette picked it up. So after PJ and this lady separate, they, by the time she gets back to Iowa, the Cedar Rapids Gazette story had been published and it was out there. So she calls PJ back and says, hey, PJ, guess what? I found a black farmer. PJ and I made contact. And it's just been a spiritual journey since then. I've been introduced to a whole new realm of farming because, you know, up north, you know, black farmers are very few and far between. But down south, you know, there's black farmers everywhere. And, you know, and so PJ introduced me to the Black Farming Network down there. There's a harvest ball that they call every year where 200 to 250 black farmers and white farmers get together and they do a three-day conference. And from there, it's the camaraderie and the networking and the fellowship that occurred there. I said, I've got to bring that back to Iowa and let people know, let black people and white people know that agriculture in general is a real thing. It's a dying art that we have to save. But number two, that guess what? Black people make a significant contribution to agriculture. And that's the point of this whole conference, is to build some camaraderie, some networking, and put us all together. You know, black, white, and the other. So all in the same room, we're all building networks and we're all understanding our contributions.
What can people expect at the conference on December 16? What's the lineup, so to speak?
So the lineup is, so we have Dr. Dwayne Goldman. He's a senior advisor for racial equity for Secretary of Agriculture. So Secretary Vilsack. So he works directly under Vilsack. He will be there talking about the Farm Bill. They'll talk about the Farm Bill in general. Then they'll talk about the Farm Bill as it relates to black farmers and the different programs that are available for them there. We'll have Darrell Tenney, who is the CEO of the Tenney Group. Now, the other thing on this journey, Darrell Tenney is the first and only black crop insurance agent in America. Wow. And he's based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And so he will be there. He owns a finance and accounting company. So he'll be talking about how to manage your finances for farming, how to get a crop insurance, you know, how to balance the books and keep the books, things of that nature. And then we'll have Aaron from Iowa, the president of Iowa Farmers Union will be there. We'll have Tanya Meyer, Diedrichsen from NRCS, Matt Russell from the FSA, Ryan Locke from Nutrient Ag. The second part of the session, we call Farmers of the Future. And those are young, we call them the young gun farmers that will be, we'll have a panel with them at the end for about 2 hours. Well, they'll just talk about their journey. Like for example, DeAndre Harvey, they call him Bubba. He's a black farmer that farms 1,000 acres in Fort Dodge. Now imagine this, he farms 1,000 acres in Fort Dodge. We're up in Waterloo and Des Moines. We never knew each other existed.
Wow.
To me, that is mind-blowing that we never knew we existed, right? Because there's only 9 of us. And so my goal, that just leads to my goal, is that I never want that to happen again. I want this to be, number one, an annual thing, but number two, that when we come away from this conference, that we know each other, that we can call each other, hey, did you know about this program? Hey, how are your crops doing? Hey, did you try this seed? That's really one. And then, you know, and then we're part of a bigger group. So, and then my son, Todd IV, who started his own farming business of microgreens and specialized crops like that up here in Minneapolis, he'll be on the panel as well.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's the lineup.
Yeah. Todd Western, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about the Iowa Farmers of Color Conference happening on December 16. Just one of these wild questions that is going around in my head, Todd. Do you know of any farmers of color who are into cow-calf production or in milk production?
Well, I think we're going to find out on Saturday because there is a now it's not just Iowa. So we have associations coming from across the five states. We have one of the most famous, and that's the Kansas Black Farmers Association, Dr. Johnella Home, and she will be coming up with her group. And I do know that they're out of the Nicodemus, Kansas area. And I do know there's some calf, cow operations there. And so, yeah, there'll be a good mix of people that'll be coming there.
Wow. All right. Todd Westren, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Westren III. We're talking about the upcoming conference on December 16. All right. So this is going to be done on the 16th. And how long will it, what's the starting time, Todd, and when does it end?
So we have a hard start and a hard stop. We have 9 a.m. start and a 6 p.m. end.
So it's a full day.
It's a full day.
Yeah.
Full day.
And is there a cost for attending?
There is no cost. The only cost is you come with an open mind and an open heart and fellowship and network.
Yeah, and this is such a great opportunity. As you said, you had no idea that other farmers of color even existed less than 2 hours away from you in Waterloo.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And I was just on the phone the other day with a friend of mine who is the publisher of the American Cattleman Magazine and the American Dairyman Magazine, talking to him, Gail McKinney, about your story. And he was just blown away. And I would suspect that they would probably be interested in this as well and spreading this nationwide. So
we welcome them.
I would imagine that you would. Todd Westren, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You and I were put together by another friend of ours, Ricky King, who has a genealogy business in Iowa. She lives in Windsor Heights, Iowa, and she sent me your flyer. And this is how connected we can be if we just open our eyes and really take a look at what else is going on in the world around us. So it is a magical journey, my friend, and I am so grateful for the time that you spent with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That, once again, is Todd Westren III from the Iowa Farmers of Color Conference. It's happening on Saturday, the 16th of December, and it's going to be at the Jasper Winery. And yes, you are invited to attend, and we will have links up on the radio blog. And that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Todd, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.